Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View. Now tell me, is that music not stirring? That is the theme from The Great Escape, one of my all-time favorite films. You can email me at bruce@bruceallen.com. Please follow me on Twitter at Bruce Allen, and please like the A Dad's Point of View Facebook page. Pastor Drew is usually in this spot for teen rap, and he is in Brazil on a mission, working with locals and a community from his church of teens and others to build a low ropes course at a camp there. Actually, Wayne, you know a lot about high ropes courses because you often incorporate them in your men's weekends, which we will talk about later. But welcome back, Wayne Levine, for another segment of our show.
Well, I can't wait to hear what this segment has in store.
Well, this segment, I would like to get off my political soapbox that I couldn't help but stay on a way too long and ask you about heroes, both in your own life to some degree when you were growing up. Were they sports stars? Were they actors? Were they TV stars? And who were the heroes to your kids? You have a son and a daughter, so your daughter's heroes or heroines certainly had to be, or I assume would be, different than your son's. And I'd like to just get a little bit more personal here as far as how this idea of heroes and villains, good and bad guys, impacted you and impacted your kids.
Wow, big topic. I mean, you know, I've mentioned before when we've talked that the hero that comes to mind first is Groucho Marx for me, because the anarchist in him really resonated with me because I was so angry as a young kid and, against authority at every opportunity. So I really related to Groucho. And I had some sports.
Did you relate to him when you were a kid? I mean, did you know who he was when you were a teenager?
Yeah, well, when I was in elementary and middle school.
What did you discover him from? Was he on You Bet Your Life, or what was the show he was on?
No, I was in theater. You know, I was performing back then and had a lot of friends. And, I wish I could remember how I got introduced, but it could have just been, early Saturday morning movies or something. And it was at a time when Animal Crackers was finally released after being in litigation for decades.
Yes, yes.
And so I went to the movie theater. Can you imagine going to a movie theater seeing a first run of a Marx Brothers film?
I saw a lot in film classes, and it's just unlike anything you do when you watch it at home. And it's wonderful. But continue with your journey.
So I had some sports. You know, I admired some sports figures, but I really can't say that I felt connected to them as my heroes. And I think a lot of that had to do with just that I was so angry and didn't have a father. And
the anger all stemmed from that?
From losing my dad?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't think all of it, but I think I was pretty well defined by not having a dad and having an angry mom who didn't value the masculine in my life. So there were a lot of things going on then, but these days, you know, with my kids, when you ask like the heroes of my daughter, I don't even know. When she got into music, she was certainly, you know, she had Beethoven and Bach and Mozart's busts on the piano, and she certainly had musicians that she was emulating. But I don't know about her heroes. For my son, it was sports characters based on the sport that he was into at the time, hockey, then golf. I know that there in childhood you would plaster your walls with people's faces.
Yes, yes.
And my kids didn't do that. So they, I don't know how pervasive that was in this generation, but my kids didn't seem to really idolize characters in pop culture.
That's so interesting. My first hero was when I was 10, and when JFK was assassinated and the media lionized him the way they did, I collected all the initial memorabilia that came out post his assassination. And so I had images and books of JFK, and I would say he was probably my first hero. Unlike your kids, my boys, however, have chosen heroes, but as I'm thinking about it, after reflecting on what you said, my older son, who, you know, both my boys, of course, my older son is the rock and roller. So he just has pictures of the rock and rollers he admires most, with Chris Cornell being probably top of his list, although he just attended a recent concert of Soundgarden and he was sorely disappointed in the performance. So I don't know if that will change his love of Chris Cornell. My younger son, on the other hand, his room is filled with posters, I mean, literally every inch, except it's more generic love of movies and television. So Friends has and probably still is his all-time favorite TV show. Glee is his all-time favorite current one. And so he has posters like that, posters from the Twilight series. And he respects, ironically, one filmmaker, Miyazaki, I think that's his name, the Japanese animation film director who's so incredible, who did the movie Spirited Away and Howl's Moving Castle, among others. But he doesn't idolize individuals. So that's the difference I've noticed with my kids. That's very interesting. I mean, I wonder how it is. You know, we know that young girls are loving Justin Bieber, but is it that they love him any more than the kids like Bobby Sherman or Elvis Presley? Are they really heroes or are they just fans?
Well, it's about puppy love and
yes,
and all that. So, you know, I don't know if that sort of constitutes hero.
I mean, and in contrast to you, my dad was a hero to me. More as I got older, and I really respected what he had gone through. So many people have heroes that are much more close to home, and in fact, they really know what a mom, a dad, a brother, a sister, an uncle, an aunt did or didn't do to earn their respect. So I know many people must, and those I think are the best heroes, because as with JFK, when I was 10, and in those days, the blemishes about JFK were just not public. So it was not that he didn't deserve some adulation, but he was clearly had some flaws in the mix that when I was older and realized what they were, my sense of regard for him was mitigated some.
Well, that's sort of what I was getting at before. It was a much more naive time. We didn't have the information we have now, and clearly we have too much information now in some ways. But the shows about family were not taking into account the problems that were going on in families. A lot of things were undercover back in the day, and it hurt a lot of people. And there was a lot of shame around problems in the house and families, and people weren't getting the help they needed either. So, you know, it's these days everything's being talked about, but the plus is that people are getting help for conditions and challenges that a couple decades ago they weren't getting any help because there was no attention.
Yes, yes, right? I agree. I think that is the good that's come from a much more aggressive and open society and an open media, but it also has its downside, as with every sea change, and it certainly is a big change from Walter Cronkite to whoever it is that we might look to today as a newscaster. I don't know if there's anyone that approaches the respect that Mr. Cronkite endeared today. I don't think we look at Jon Stewart that way or Katie Couric when she was on TV or anyone else. It's just not
the same.
Well,
it's a different time.
It's definitely a different
time. But we're
time.
Doing what we can in this time to help men.
You have a weekend coming up, and we only have a minute left, so talk quickly about the weekend before we wind down our segment.
September 23 through 25 in Santa Barbara, it's an initiation into manhood, and it's open to all men. Men are coming from all over Canada and the U.S., so wherever you happen to be, it's available to you. And men are drawn to this sort of experience because they feel that they're missing something in their lives, missing that masculine input, the camaraderie. And what happens at these weekends is really extraordinary for each man. Each man comes with his particular challenges, his particular desires to make changes as a husband and a father, as a business owner, as a son. And they all come together, and collectively we help each other. We share wisdom, we support one another, and we learn so much about who we are by connecting with other men, and we see how much in common, truly, we have with each other. And the hope is that we go home, We take the experience, we take some of the wisdom and some of the tools that we teach, and we bring it to the other men in our lives so that at home we can start having these communities of men who can really support one another.
I've attended several of Wayne's weekends, and I can attest to them being incredibly of value. There's a level of fun you have, and then there's a level of introspection, and then there's a level of work. And the mix of all that is really what gives, I think, meaning to our lives. And in a very short matter of time, you get all of that with one of Wayne's weekends. So how do we find out about it?
Visit bettermen.org, and all the information's there.
Wayne, thank you so much for filling in for Pastor Drew. We will be back with Jim Scheinberg for Family Financial Matters. This is the Bruce Allen Show, a Dad's Point of View. Hang on.